Shout out for sportsmanship. Always stay registered, and we need more of it. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the lifetime lessons, perhaps the most important lifetime lesson, taught in school sports is sportsmanship, about doing the right thing. A great parable comes to us today from the recent St. John's Under the Lights Cross Country Invitational. Yes, a nighttime meet where interesting things can always happen. The girls' race featured two all-state performers from last year, Jillian Lang of Goodrich and Taryn Chapko of the hometown Red Wings. During the first lap around the athletic complex in the dark, the front group of runners, Lang amongst them, were headed for a wrong turn.
We're all doing the same thing. We all want to get better. And I like helping people like get better. And so I didn't want people to, this is the first race and they want to feel good about themselves for the rest of the season. Because like, if you have a bad first race, you might start getting down on yourself. I don't want people to be upset, especially with a race that's so much fun.
Though Chapko could have benefited from the error, Lang said her shout-out kept things fair.
She was just being honest in the race, and that's what I like about it, because the kindness really makes the race what it is.
Jillian Lang finished first, Chapko was third, but the big winner was sportsmanship. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brighton sophomore Celia Cullen, who had 18 kills and 19 assists in a four-set volleyball win over Heartland last week, and Manistee quarterback Trevor Johns and halfback Byron Jensen, who combined for 485 yards in total offense in a 42-28 football victory over Ludington. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
As Thursday night of Labor Day weekend arrived, with a full slate of games having long been scheduled, a late junior varsity game was added at the last minute. The problem was that most officiating crews had already been assigned to other games months in advance. That's when one of Michigan's most decorated officials, retired NFL and three-time Super Bowl official Dean Look, stepped up to help out. Dean, along with four other area officials, put together a crew for that night so these two JV teams could play. Many officials from our state who have moved up the ladder to the college and pro ranks have kept their MHSAA registration current to help out for nights like this at the last minute.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Stories like our feature today on Taryn Chapko's willingness to do the right thing gets a lot of play when it happens. Is that because these sorts of things don't happen often enough? Is it because we've probably conditioned ourselves too much with gamesmanship, the art of seeing what we can get away with in sports without being caught? Is it because helping a fallen opponent up is looked down upon? After all, you don't want to play that nice, do you? Is it because the pregame and postgame handshake lines are seen by some as a place where trouble could be brewing, rather than really congratulating an opponent for their effort? Or can it be that we prepare ourselves so much during the week to defeat our opponent, instead of preparing ourselves to be our best in all ways, including our behavior? Whatever it is, we need more of it. We need more of what Taryn Chapko did one night, every night. We need good sportsmanship more than ever before. Download the Check-In Champ from your app store, and when you go to games, check in for a chance to win up to $2,000 in college scholarships from My Student Aid. Download the free Check-In Champ today. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.